Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas. Sister Mary Jeremiah teaches in their formation program, and her preaching today is entitled, Be a Doer of Your Word.
A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, Son, go out and work in the vineyard today. The son in reply said, I will not. But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, Yes, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, The first. Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him. The Gospel of the Lord. In his preaching, Jesus often compared two kinds of people to make his point. We have the two sons of the prodigal father, the two men who built their houses on sand or rock, the two sisters, Mary the contemplative and Martha, the person of action. Today, the gospel presents two sons who respond to their father's request to work in the vineyard. Each of these sons is half right and half wrong. The first son appears disobedient and insolent, but he later does what he was asked to do. The second son is a hypocrite who promises everything but does nothing. Jesus' words are clear that the first son represents sinners, tax collectors, who initially refuse God's will. But in their hearts, they are open to change. While the second son illustrates for the Pharisees and self-righteous people who inwardly are not open to God's salvation, although outwardly they promote doing God's will. The theme of the parable can be reduced to two words, doing or talking. It all boils down to what is truly in our hearts and how we carry that out. The church wisely gives us this Advent season to examine ourselves and see where we need to improve. If we keep at it, we may gradually bring our doing and our speaking into line with one another. Another way to say it is that we become integrated or wholehearted in our Christian lives and dedication to God. Let us pray for one another that at Christmas we reflect more completely Christ, so that our words and our deeds are united in glorifying God our Father. Amen.